Today, I join a statement of 31 foreign ministers as signatories with a simple, urgent message: the war in Gaza must end now. There is no military solution.
The statement condemns the humanitarian crisis in Gaza and criticizes Israel's aid delivery model as dangerous and inhumane, and condemns what it calls the, quote, drip feeding of aid and inhumane killing of civilians, including children seeking to meet their most basic needs of water and food, unquote. It comes as the death toll of Palestinians killed while seeking aid has surpassed 1,000, with more than 6,500 injured, according to Gaza's health ministry. United Kingdom's Foreign Secretary David Lammy is among the signatories.
I utterly condemn the killing of civilians seeking to meet their basic needs. The Israeli government must answer: what possible military justification can there be for strikes that have killed desperate, starving children?
Among the 31 nations to sign on, Australia, Canada, France, and Japan. The U.S. and Germany were not signatories. It follows a Sunday massacre when Israeli forces fired on Palestinians seeking aid at a United Nations distribution site, killing more than 90. Israel said it fired warning shots to address a threat and questions the death toll, but the World Food Program said the people were simply trying to, quote, access food to feed themselves and their families on the brink of starvation, unquote. It said they were fired upon by Israeli tanks and snipers. Antoine Renard with the World Food Program spoke to Al Jazeera.
The moment we actually exited from one of the Israeli checkpoints, massive population actually rushed towards the trucks. It actually underscores how currently people are ready to risk their life, but also lose their life because they came under gunfire while they were actually reaching the trucks that were just being also supported by our team. Our own colleagues that were also in army vehicles were also hit by some of these shots. This is currently the dilemma that we face. People facing soaring prices, no access to food, that are actually taking desperate, decisions to actually rush to get the food and get under gunfire.
He says starvation has reached a new level of deprivation in Gaza. Al Jazeera's reporting, citing Gaza's health ministry, at least 19 Palestinians died of hunger Sunday, and hundreds more are suffering from malnutrition and could die soon. Among those who starved to death, two children, including a three-month-old baby. Gaza's media office says 17,000 children are suffering from severe malnutrition. Palestinian Prime Minister Mohammed Mustafa, at a press briefing in Ramallah in the West Bank, says Israel continues to use starvation as a weapon of war.
Israel continues starvation as a weapon of war, including the killing of more than 995 Palestinians who were waiting for aid from the death traps they, the Israelis, have set up. In the absence of sustained and large-scale access to life-saving humanitarian aid, the Gaza Strip faces the risk of sliding into catastrophic famine, further chaos, and additional mass loss of life.
Compounding the hunger crisis, Gaza City's main desalination plant was forced to shut down for lack of fuel, the municipality now warning some 1.2 million displaced Palestinians and residents there face the threat of severe thirst as water sources collapse. UN spokesman Stefan Dejarik.
The plant is the main source of drinking water for internally displaced people in Al-Mawasi, and it serves hundreds of thousands of people, producing about 2,500 cubic meters of water per day. The loss of this facility would be catastrophic for the people who depend on it for access to fresh water.
Gaza's health ministry says the Palestinian death toll after 21 months of war has now surpassed 59,000. I'm Christina Onestet, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.